God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. There's no one that loved God more than Mary. So let's say the Hail Mary and ask Mary to help us to really learn a lot in this short segment this afternoon. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Start again by saying the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to Mary, and for Mary, let's turn to the Holy Spirit. And ask the Holy Spirit to help us to really love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. As we say the prayer of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, that instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Our Lady of Fatima, Saint Joseph, all God's angels and saints. Amen. Did you know this Sunday I'm going to be greeting people with Happy New Year? Happy New Year! That may surprise you, but we celebrate Happy New Year in two occasions. On the 1st of January, we celebrate the new civil year. But every year, we enter into the time, it's called Advent. We enter into the new church year, the new liturgical year. So I'll be saying next Sunday, Happy New Year, and it's the truth. So we have to prepare ourselves for Advent. Now, when I was brought up and raised many years ago, my parents told us we had to give up something for Advent and Lent, both Advent and Lent, to prepare ourselves for the birth of Christ. On one occasion, one of my brothers, we call him the black sheep of the family, he didn't like to give up anything. Just didn't like to give up anything. So one morning we're sitting at the table, and it's the beginning of Advent. He was maybe 8 or 9 years old. He had a big smile on his face, and my mom and dad were saying, "Well, what's happening, Chris?" He said, "I know what I'm going to give up for Advent. I've already decided, and I'll be really faithful to this." And my parents said, "What? Hey, Chris, what are you going to give up? Are you going to be chocolate or cookies or maybe candy or maybe M&Ms, or what are you going to give up?" He said, I'd like to give up school. I'd like to give up school. What do you think about that, my friends? What happened if your second grader said, "Mom, for Advent, I'd like to give up school"? I think when my mom said, "You're not going to give up school, but you're going to be washing the pots and pans and the dishes." So Advent, one of the best things we can give up for Advent is give up sin. Give up sin. Well, you tell your story to prepare us for Advent. I think you're going to like this story. Okay, the name of this story is this. Here you can see I've got a Bible translated in Spanish. It's the El Libro del Pueblo de Dios. You know, one of the reasons why we have the Bible translated into Spanish is because of a man who lived in the 4th century. His name was Saint Jerome. He was a scholar, had a very strong temperament, and was getting close to Christmas, and the baby Jesus appeared to him, and he wanted to offer him a Christmas present. So, he actually translated the Bible from Greek and Aramaic into Latin. So he said to the child Jesus, I know what I'll do. I will give you my books. I'm a scholar. I've written some really good books. I'd like to give you these books as a birthday gift. Jesus said, well, I like your books, but I want something else. So Jerome said, well, okay, I'll give you my long vigils of prayer. Sometimes I spend the whole night in prayer. Jesus said, I really like that, but give me something else. Then he pulled out a rock. The Saint Jerome would fast a lot, and he would take a rock and he'd hit himself in his chest as an act of penance, doing penance for his sins and for the sins of others. And he said, I'll give you this rock. No, I don't want that either. And the child Jesus, looking at Jerome, and Jerome looking at the child Jesus, said, well, what do you want? And the child Jesus said, give me your sins. Give me your sins. So my friends, as you get really close to the end of the church year, we celebrated the feast day of Christ the King a few days ago. That's the last liturgical celebration of the year. So we're getting close to the end, but also very close to the beginning. What a great way to end the church year, and what a great way to begin the church year by imitating Saint Jerome and going and giving Jesus all of our sins. And as the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 1, even though your sins be as red as scarlet, I will make them as white as the snow. You know, how can Jesus be born in a heart that's filled with gluttony and with lust and greed and anger and impatience and envy and pride? If our heart is filled with all those ugly things, and they're ugly, sin is ugly, then there's no room for Jesus to be born if our own Bethlehem, our own stable, our own heart is filled with junk. So now is the time to do some spring cleaning. People do a spring cleaning in their homes, right? Spring cleaning, you want to just get rid of all the trash, all the spider webs, all the cucarachas, get rid of all that trash, get rid of all of it, so that Jesus can be born again. So you might do that. Enter into the very depths of your heart and ask Jesus to give you a new heart. I read a story today in Chicago. There was a very famous library that made this decision that all those books that people didn't return, because it's called a library due. The library due means that there's, if you don't return the book to the library, then you have to pay a certain amount of money. So the Chicago Library decided to do away with all of the dues. So thousands of books were returned. And one book was returned since 1934. And the story, which was written by Father Hampsch, is this. We can give to the Lord all of our spiritual debts, which is called sin. And Jesus can wash them clean. And he can forgive all of them. As long as we're able to say, Jesus, have mercy on me, I am a poor sinner. So I'm hoping and praying for you people, my friends in Christ, I hope and pray that this Advent is going to be the best Advent in your life. The secret of the success of the party is the preparation before. So the secret of the success of the celebration of Christmas depends on how we live out our Advent. So I've given you this talk. It's about 3 days away. Prepare yourself for our very holy Advent so that Jesus Christ can be born in your heart this Christmas. Amen. Like it?